consequences.
World Heritage Sites shows the diversity of cultures and natural phenomena that are tangible evidence of the bond between human beings and nature.
It's possible to change this world, revolutionize the boys and girls. It's possible to educate the next generation that will rule the world someday.
Humans are not born into and living in the complete world, but rather are living inside their own mind's world, which overlaps the world.
Good morning, good evening, and possibly even good afternoon. Wherever you're listening, however you're listening, and whenever you are listening to this, I thank you and I welcome you in to another edition of the Shallow Oceans Podcast. A place that feels like home on an audio spectrum format. Some place you can always come to whenever you need a little pickup or somebody to show you some love. And at the end of the day, who has been through so many experiences, I've come to tell you this one simple thing. In a world that seems so vast, it's really not as deep as you think. And on tonight's adventure, I would like to take you down an experience that I have been living for the past few years. And not only has it ultimately kind of redefined and shaped the personality I have attuned myself to, but also the retrospective purpose of why I exist entirely. And not only that, but it shows me exactly where I come from, who I am, and the reasons why so many things define me as to why I think the way I do. Tonight I want to talk about culture and heritage. Culture and heritage is one of those things that so many of us truly don't even understand. We might have an understanding of a concept of it and think that we know about our family, where our family comes from, the lands that they originated from, and especially our family tree, if we're lucky enough, how far back it goes and the connection we have to so many different environments and people. Now, the thing is, and I really want to harp on this and really scope on this on tonight's show, we really don't understand why this defines us and makes us who we are. Because if you really try to conceptualize what I just said, everybody knows it all starts at home. Wherever somebody goes, however they show themselves, respect themselves, or even handle themselves, it all starts at home. And I hope you really listen to what I'm saying. If you have ever questioned why somebody is doing the things they do, or they are the person that they are, it all started at home. It's nothing else with society, it's nothing outside of it. If your infrastructure is that weak and easy to penetrate, it all started at home, and you've set somebody up for life in a very unsuccessful way, almost like a cheese grater. There's so many holes, if you put it in water, it's going to submerge itself instantly rather than float or hold it off, right? So why is it so important to think about heritage and culture then? Because I thought parenting was the most important thing. Well, it's not. It's also where you come from and how you were raised, and also the environment of the things within your genetical track. It's kind of incredible to think about. Now, if we follow the spectrum and go back to source, I'm sure we will follow back to a time of Adam and Eve, of pure human beings, the first ones ever created and used to put into this place. For what purpose, to what atonement, or for even what reason of experimental gain? None of us truly know. And anybody who tells you otherwise is full of shit. I'm here to tell you that throughout my entire life and everything I've studied and observed, there are so many more questions than ever could be answered. And that's the fun thing, is that even when you come close to one answer, it opens up 17 different doors of more questions off of that one answer. So it's an infinite amount of space that will never be solved. That's why I always say, I do not speak in absolutes. I speak in normality of my questions. I speak in the tone of things that I have observed and that I try my best to accentuate to you from a physical spectrum and manner, you could say. But I know nothing. And in doing so, I can learn everything. Because we are everything. That's why culture and heritage is so important for tonight's topic. Now let's overlook how you were raised at home, how your parents either did a good or bad job, especially the ecosystem of the reality of the world you live in, all of this stuff, right? I want to hyper-focus first on this country, where I am. The United States. Used to be of America. Now it's just a corporation. And it's disgusting to say this, but I went and watched a recent movie on Saturday. I'm recording this right now on Sunday. The movie I watched was called Dune Part 2. It's a very older book and also an older movie, reestablished and redone with new updated graphics, etc., and a three-part series, and I may say this as well, it is sensational. The movie is highly captivating, and there are so many things hidden within it. I'm going to do an entire podcast just on that franchise. It's insane. Great movie. But the thing is, when I left, and you're so consumed by the storytelling and what it shows us of this immense world and all of these different worlds that these cultures and people come from and how it defines them and how it orients them and how they actually exist because of it, it's incredible to see that those who have the least have the most. And those who have the most truly have the least. And it was such a hard thing to conceptually digest after watching a cinematic golden piece of art, Dune Part 2, and to step outside and instantly leave the movie theaters to see an abundant amount of corporations everywhere around me. All I saw was capitalism. And it was honestly disgusting to know that we've allowed a society here in the United States to totally consume us with capitalism. The money, the dollar. That is what your entire focus has become. And truly, in the United States, we don't even have a culture or heritage that is even decent to talk about. Let's go to how this country was even started. You think it was from cowboys and Indians, people who came over from Christopher Columbus and discovered new lands. And then, of course, everyone in England and London, the royal family said, let's go out there and start another place. And then, of course, we were tired of taxation without representation. So what did we do? We stormed the beaches of Normandy. That's coming up. And we ran across the ocean and started a new land, a free land, where the founding fathers all got together and signed a constitution in cursive. And that's how our country was formed. From freedom and sacrifice. Interesting. That's a fun story. And like most stories, a lot of them are based off fiction. Because the truth is a lot harder to digest. The way this country was formed was not a good way. This entire place was made off of the blood and backs of other people, and it still is today. You're doing it as you listen to me. How incredibly dark is it to know we live somewhere where we have been programmed to believe we are free? You want to know how free you are? Stop paying your taxes. Stop driving with a driver's license. Stop going across borders with a passport. I really question how free you think you are. Your social security number is a tag ID. And Federal Reserve Banking, which runs this empire of a world and the ruling class over all of us, owns you. And there's a bank account in your name made the day you were born and your parents signed you over on your birth certificate. Welcome to your culture and your heritage. That is why when I left the movie theaters and looked around me, I was disgusted to know that it took me this long to really wake up to the reality of what I am doing. I was playing the same game we are all playing, and I'm ashamed to know that I didn't wake up sooner. Sure, I might have been slowly disconnecting myself. I may have been running away from things within my own self that I didn't want to truly face, which was the abstinence of my own reality and not truly focusing that we are a part of somewhere that is not that great at all. But the biggest thing I had to accept was that it's a game to be played. And unfortunately, 99% of people will get played rather than the 1% who play the game. And that's a crazy concept to digest. And it sucks because if anybody ever asks me where I'm from, I instantly go to my mother and father's culture. My mother, who is from Macedonia, old Yugoslavia, from the capital of Bitola. Old lands that have always been ruled by others. Then my father's from Germany, and from a recent historical perspective, they don't have the best limelight when it comes to a recent world war we've had, but that's besides here nor there. But the entire culture of Germans itself are very strong and reliable people, before all of that, of course, especially like Russians. If you go anywhere in the entire world, the culture is immaculate. The heritage is so blossoming, it's almost incredible to know that you can see so many types of varieties of people living distinguishedly in their own spectrum of the world, flourishing off their own minerals and aspects of what the world gives them in their area, and still having a type of demeanor and factor of how they carry themselves, and also how they portray themselves to the world. We have none of that here in the United States. We were formed off of blood and backs of other people. So how can we expect to have anything to stand on? That is why we fall for everything here, and it's a hard pill to accept. The United States is not anything that it used to be. They're even trying to do away with the First Amendment and even speaking badly about it or its rights of what it does. That's scary to know. Your Second Amendment is already under attack too. You don't think it's kind of curious how all of these big mass shootings happen all the time so randomly and all of these gun roars and they want to restrict all these things? It's never been an issue about owning a gun or not. Go look in London and England and how they have no guns or whatever it is. It's still bad, and it's even worse in those places because the government has nothing to fear now. That's the issue with culture and heritage, is that when you look at the distinguishedness about people and where they come from, I can instantly tell you what my favorite culture is, Japanese. Do you know why I say that? Because those culture of people not only have the most honorable mindsets in the entire world, but their respect is on another level. They bow in different levels of degrees of height based on what they are bowing for. From greetings to apologies to face down on the ground with their head touching the stone because of how sorry they are for what they did. The complete factor of basically saying, I'm giving my entire self to you. I don't know what else to do. This is the lowest I could possibly put myself. I'm on the ground. We have none of that here. They respect their elders so much, if you were even to bring up a retirement home, they would slap you in the face. Sure, I'm not saying it doesn't exist out there now. A lot of all of these cultures now are following what the United States does because we are the capital of entertainment, which brainwashes people, unfortunately. But if you go and listen to how they speak to one another, how they act, what they do, before all of this black screen society, but I'm talking about true culture and heritage, okay? We're not talking about all this modern day bullshit. If you go back to looking how they are raised, there is a reason why they are so proud of who they are. Trust me, there's evil everywhere, and there's a lot of negativity and a lot of things as well. But I have a lot of respect for those who respect others. And it's a powerful thing. Especially how you hear how they talk and articulate. In Japan, women aren't afraid of anything at night. They will get turned up, and I'm talking about super drunk, and walk home safe in the middle of the night. Because they know they respect each other there. I'm not saying that there isn't incidences everywhere, but the fact of the matter is, here in the United States, you know what our culture and heritage is? We have the most mass murders here. We have the most, mass shootings here. We have the most criminals here and mass murderers here. We have bred a society of not only ignorant fat pigs here, and it's disgusting to see, we have also created ourselves into insustainable people who have no idea what it means to be outside of themselves anymore. And it's disgusting. It's the bipartisan of what it means to be a capitalistic society. And it's terrible. It's absolutely disgusting. In Macedonia, where my mother is from, the integration of technology and advancements has almost destroyed everything. We were never supposed to integrate this consistently with being sustained off of technology. It's supposed to be a tool for exploration. And that's it. To enhance our lives, not control it. How do you not see that yet? That's what our culture has become here, and it's disgusting. We're always looking for fast, easy ways to move forward. If you really think that the culture in the United States is good, and I'm just shouting on somewhere, and I'm sure plenty of you are, well, if you don't like it here, you can leave. Trust me, I won't be here for long. You guys really just don't get what's going on yet, and it's terrifying, to be honest with you. You literally are being bent over and taken advantage of, and you look back and smile with a thumbs up and say thank you. It's crazy to me, the fact that nobody sees what's going on. I have just awakened to the reality of where I am, and unfortunately, it's not a good place. But we can change that from conversational open opinions of the perspective of how to better all of us by incorporating true culture and heritage. It's not hard to change this here. Sure, people will say back in the day, we had traditional values here, and we were based off of God, country, and family. Okay, that's a good start. What is next? Evolution is a byproduct of existing as a human. We naturally attend and want more. The most insufficient thing we have in our DNA is we are never satisfied. I don't care what anybody tells you, humans naturally are never satisfied. That's why we always want more, and capitalism feeds off of that. That's why it's a detriment to us. That's why I truly believe it enables all the sins. Religion itself is controlling and conforming everybody, and it's terrifying to see that nobody understands it. They've taken God and used it against you. They've taken your country and made you a slave to it. They've taken your family and destroyed it by ripping the mothers out of their household and telling them to go get a 9-to-5 effing job. That's insane to me. The fact is, when I go back and watch these things with pilgrims or cowboys or whatever it is, people truly living off the land, right? You didn't have to go out and make stupid money to have a mansion. You don't need to have a huge house, car. This financial shit is brainwashing you. Why do you need to have this luxury and have this sophisticality of thinking you're somebody above everybody else? To what atonement? To what end? Where is this going to stop? You don't see that you're not happy with what you have. I literally have nothing in this life, and I'm the happiest because I know I have everything. Does that make any sense to you? I spent so much time building myself into being who I needed to be. I've created a home no matter where I go now. And the real ones recognize that. And those are ones I care for. My job is not to help everybody, but I can lead you if you listen. My job is not to sugarcoat what's going on around us. I give you what I see. I don't have anybody to answer to except for myself. And let me tell you, I'm damn proud of what I've been doing. The fact is, we have to realize the entirety of our societal normalities and how we are destroying ourselves every single day. You don't need to have fine things in life. Trust me, there's a reason why they try to get you with rag to riches. There's a reason why they used to get you with the white picket fence and a house with family and kids. They're constantly evolving the game that is played. That's the point of this, is what I'm trying to get to you as. Imagine having to sign a piece of paper through a government official to marry somebody you love. Does that make sense to you? Oh, but it saves me on taxes. Dude, dog, I don't know what to say at this point to you. If you were this comfortable with living a part of this integrated society, by all means, do you. I never wanted to change you, and I've never wanted to make you do anything outside of what you love to do. But the fact is, if you're listening to me still, you feel and resonate with what I have to say. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth because I have been forever in a flow state. That's what this entire show is. I don't preordain nothing. I am everything, as you are. I merely just want to wake you up to what you have and what you've been. Heritage and culture are everything. I'm going to go back around to this now. I said it starts at home, right? With how everybody is. If she is a loose cannon, there's probably some daddy issues or some that happened at home, right? If that dude doesn't give two craps about women, he probably never really loved his mother how he was raised at home. There's so much, right? People who appreciate everything probably had nothing. People who don't give a shit about anything probably had everything. It all starts at home. But now, this is one thing that really is a very powerful thing to realize about culture and heritage. I am the firstborn American on both sides of my family. My mother is not from here. My father is not from here. I'm the first. And let me tell you, when you're fortunate enough to not come from this distinct culture the first time, you have so many advantages because you haven't been completely plugged in to this system yet. There's still lingerings of outside. The freedom of those who lived true, in whatever attribute you may see that as, you're still not fully consumed by it. Now, I can say, after my mother has been here for so long and as well as my father, they unfortunately fell victim to this society, and it happens. But the genetical tracks still have the fibrosis in it to awaken them and myself if need be. And most of the time, the societal things that happen around us, like them breaking up and my mother having to stand up to start her business, etc., to give a house for me and my sister to grow up in, etc. There's so many things that define it. The culture, though, is where it stands. That's how I know I'm different than most, because I see what I come from and I felt what I am. We're not weak people, and that's why I can't be weak to you, but I can show kindness. I can show empathy and compassion. But people take that as a sign of weakness. It's unfortunate. You just really haven't attuned to who you are yet. Everything starts from where you come from. And unfortunately, When I have conversations on a deep atonement with a lot of people here, and I go really into the depths of talking about things that are outside of normality or even in topical conversational standpoints or things you will never even hear related on social media or news outlets, right? When I really start to resonate with you and we connect on a deeper concept, these people cannot see what I'm saying. They just listen to words and react. Most of them are multiple generations from this country. A lot of them were even born and raised here. Go look into Cabbage Patch Babies, how they're all next to railroads. I make nothing up. This entire culture and society is integrated with not real people. And I mean that when I say this. When you ask what not real people mean, it's not like, don't think on a small level. What I'm talking about is these people are not attuned to anything. They are literally lifeless vessels. They are not able to wake up. They just literally are programmable bots. And whatever happens in society, they follow. You know what I say that? Look what happened during COVID. How are you still not aware? I speak on things that are true. That is why they harbor and they try so heavily to negate those who talk openly. And I know I'm playing against the game sometimes. That's fine. I do this because it opens myself up and gives you something to listen to of value and precedences of building your own value of culture. Connect back with your roots and where you come from. Follow your heritage. See where all of it comes from and listen to those who live within you today. People don't just die and disappear, okay? They live within you forever. You are a part of them as source itself. You are material makings of the original blueprint and fingerprint, which is the sun. Go sun gaze for a little bit and see how the rippled effects come off of it, and then look at your fingertip and tell me the difference. Cut a tree in half and look at the difference in between. It is the original fingerprint. Crazy how everybody's is different, isn't it? The point I'm getting to is that it hurts my heart to know when I watch anime, and it's one of my favorite things, but even I have kind of separated myself from it because I see how popular it's getting. And unfortunately, anytime something becomes popular, capitalism takes over. So I had a good run with anime, and I enjoyed it for what it was. The fact of the matter is it's not what it used to be. And that's okay. I accept what is, and I hold on to the things that I value. Within anime, I see the culture of Japanese. And that's why it inspired me to talk about this, because of how distinguished they are, how respectable they are, how they value their public appearance to show the best for society and those around them. It creates such a divine premise. It really lifts the morale and spirit up around everybody. If you think your job is hard working your 9-to-5, or you're just a part-time person complaining about rent or whatnot, go look up a Japanese working man and tell me that you can keep up with what they're doing. I'm talking about 36-hour days. I'm talking about month-long work schedules, no days off. All they do is find like a couple hours to go freaking drink, eat, nap, and right back to it. And you want to talk about your life is hard? You are just so unattuned to reality. You are stuffed into a little box, shaken up, and believe that you have issues. That is the ultimate downfall of where we are and our culture as a whole. We are integrated with so many things outside of us, we believe anything and everything that we're told. And it's unfortunate because, again, you believe all of it, and I wish you the best. Keep listening to your music that fills your heads with nonsense. Keep eating food that was made in laboratories that literally has nothing outside of it but manipulating your DNA track. Keep listening to people who are false prophets that preach about shit to condone you into false spectrums of capitalistic society's normalities and give you a false sense of reality that you worship and idolize them, and they would give two shits about you if you walked by them on the street. That's the type of thing I see in this culture. We have created icons out of maggots. Those who feed off the dead. And that's what we worship in this culture, and it's disgusting. Yet you go to Japan, and you know what they do when somebody dies? They build a shrine for them. They give them food. They have all the love, and they worship the fact of how they were brought and admire those who gave them what they have. What do we have here when somebody dies? People who fight over shit money. That's mine. That's yours. It's disgusting. It honestly is disgusting. And it's sad to know that when I walk around so many people, everybody doesn't know how to react to me. Today, another one. Shout outs to Jose, a guy at the gym who came up to me and said, dude, your shoulders are insane. What are you doing? I see you do this workout every time I've seen you here and I keep wanting to ask. I finally did. I said, what's up, dog? It's a pleasure to meet you. Ask anytime. And I explained what I was doing. I'm gonna do a whole podcast tomorrow about going to the gym and how powerful it is to escape the body. But the fact is, it almost hurts me to know that being authentic is not something that we rejoice about anymore. Being your truest self is scary now because people are afraid, will I get canceled? Will I be seen differently? Will I step on somebody's shoe? Am I not all inclusive? Will I say something I shouldn't? And am I being disrespectful to... Stop. Stop all of it. You know what you are. If you're a racist person that hates others for cultures or skin color, please tell me so I know to stay away from you. I don't like when we hide behind false prophets and doors and windows and try to have this fake stigma of public appearance. That's what our culture and heritage is here, and it's disgusting. It's honestly terrifying. I'm so blessed that I was able to travel so much and have family members outside of this country because it was a reality check to see how the world lives outside of here. And unfortunately, most people never leave their hometown, like 80-something percent of people. It's terrifying. So now I ask you this simple question, as something to resonate with a deeper part of your soul and spirit. Who are you at the end of the day, and where do you come from? What is the culture and heritage you have inside of you? And have you embraced who you are yet because of what you are, where you come from, and where you were raised? That's a real question to ask. That's one of the most important things I could ever present to you. Because in doing so, you will start to find the answers of who you are and what you wish to atone to. Again, if you're somebody who wants financial freedom, please, you haven't even realized you already have it. You can claim bankruptcy today, all your debt's gone, and in a year, you can go do whatever you want. Kind of crazy how nobody knows that the system is literally able to be played. It's kind of amazing to know that so many people are trapped in their own selves, yet they've never truly unlocked and just said, who gives two rips what anybody thinks or says about me? At the end of the day, I am who I am. I am what I be, and I will be all that I can. It's a powerful thing to know your value and to carry yourself with something different in this life. It's powerful to know that there are so many things outside of us that integrated into our society as a whole that we made it a prosperity of an effect to literally downgrade everybody else, to condition them that you have to convince them they need you, your service, your product, and that you are relied on. Because if you are not, then your business will die. Imagine focusing on strictly trying to make money. It's crazy to me, man. And it's unfortunate. It was a real big reason as to why I was so passionate about doing this for you today. I live my life so fruitfully that I give to others even when I don't have enough for myself. And that's led to a lot of bad situations, but they were never bad. Because that's the craziest thing, is when I saw them for what they were truly lessons. Everything is a lesson in life and the experience. That's what our true intent is. Now I'm going to drop you on some dime, okay? Do you want to know the true heritage and culture as human beings and why we are probably here? It's to learn, to escape, and to enjoy the moment. What I mean by escaping, right? Escape. It's not for you to basically become a hermit, to run away and to hide from the world, and to just basically try to just say, you know, I can't, you know, the government's watching. You can't be paranoid. You have to be open and play the game. But escaping means you let go of the things that control you. If you're a hopeless romantic like myself, you don't allow somebody to own you. You just learn to love them unconditionally and ask for nothing in return. And in doing so, you're free. And I have a hard time believing when somebody actually resonates with you on that level that they would want to hurt you as well. True transparency, open communication, and the deepest level of symmetry within somebody else, it's called a true reflection. Call me crazy, but love is the basis for everything. As human beings, we are instinctually programmed to love because we come from an abundant amount of love. That is why we can do whatever we want. The true fathom of free will no longer exists because you haven't been given the freedom to do as you will. See what I'm saying? But that is the creation itself and source was to make an entire blank canvas for you to do whatever you wish. And guess what happened? Some people figured out before any of us were here, and so they decided their own reality, they created their own mindset, that warped us into this dimension of reality of a matrix system and plugged us into it for this 9-to-5 society, and we accepted it. And in doing so, here we are. And it's one of the most freeing things to realize that you can choose as you wish if you choose to see. And it's not my place to tell you what to do. It's just my place to show you the door or the window. Or the lobby, or the attic, whatever, right? That is the premise of why we are humans, is because we have to experience what it is to be an experience. You have to live outside of yourself to see what you are. You have to truly atone with the things that made you to connect with your ancestry, the entire lineage of people. Before you were here, there could have been hundreds of you connected to the one that you are now. Do you know how much intellect and insight and coding is in your DNA at this present moment? Maybe you're somebody new that was popped out of a lab with these babies from Cabbage Patch and recycled into populating to make it seem like there's a society. Who knows, dude? Again, we know nothing. The truest form I can tell you is that everything is opted out. Everything can be manipulated. It's true. I work in entertainment. I see how easy it is. I can literally take quotes people say, splice them together, change the atonement, reverb them, master it, and make them say completely different things. It's insane how easy that is. And I'm on a low level. Imagine the ones who run this, John. That's why I think you have to be more open and seeing past the culture and heritage that you're instinctually born into, right? This is the elevating tones of ascension, is to see that as human beings, whatever made us, gave us, put us, placed us, created us, all of it, whatever that is, whoever that is, even if it's deducted sub-levels of creation itself, not exact source, but through something from source, created its own source, and just an infinite amount of spectrum, right? Whatever that is, I know that there's some kind of greater purpose connection to all of us, and that's the culture and heritage of human beings. We have to see past these limitations of things that are just instructional, like obstructions, I guess you could say. These obstructional things that just want to just negate yourself from the conceptual notion of free thinking and looking outside of the box. That's what's so hard for me to really try to grasp, is the sense that so many people are scared to question themselves, why they think things, why they act a certain way, and they're just comfortable kind of defining themselves with it and saying, well, this is what I had to do to survive, and this is who I am, so this is what I'm going to be, and it keeps me going. Maybe that's what keeps you crazy, though. Maybe that's what defines you. I never practiced my voice to sound this way. This is how I talk. I never tried to make myself sound any other way, unless I was voice acting. This is my true voice. And when you find the true voice in you, it demands attention. And that comes from my culture and heritage of source. No matter how washed down I am, how negated, how far, whatever you want to say, it's in me and it's in you. I'm merely trying to inspire you to listen to it again. The coding of everything I have given you is its own epitome. Everything that I have talked about you for years now is connecting you closer to self. You just have to listen a little bit harder. Everything I inspire and say is you. None of this is me. Not a single word I say is for myself, because I am not me. I am you, as you are I. Finding the true connection and reflection in somebody is how you reflect into an entire different reality. The world is changing all around us, and it's your time to choose where you wish to go. I'm merely giving you the possibilities of an endless reality. Stop being defined by flesh and bone, and thinking you cannot escape what you are. I have given up things that most would think are the toughest to give up, or actually essential to life. I've given up food. I plan to do it again soon here. I've given up entertainment. I stopped watching anime. I mean, I'm giving up so much because that's how you free yourself from yourself. You are not the body. You are not the mind. You are not the physical notion of what your beliefs are. You are so much more. And that's what gives me power to speak so openly with you. I do not fear repercussion because I have nothing to atone for. I do not fear backlash because what I say is from the heart. I am not afraid to step on somebody because then you are afraid to see yourself. That is what people do when they shine. They reflect you. If you're scared of your reflection, I think you need to stay a little away from people for a while. It's the truth. That is the one truth I can give you, is that everything is you. We are all in this together. I don't mean to quote High School Musical, but it's the truth of the matter. We're all in this together. We hide the truth in the shows and the movies that you're playing. We want you to watch it now to desensitize where we'll go, and you'll allow because you feed into it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else to tell y'all, man. Like, that's how powerful we are with our culture, heritage, and where we come from. You're from source. Like, How do you still not grasp this concept? The fact is, a woman can literally create life, dude. I know I got the seed, but the seed is a small instant, right? The seed is the starting, in the sense. It's the thoughts. But the whole conception of women, they're from this, they're the portal. Like, that is insane to me to think about. That's why I told you women are so powerful. They're so attuned, and they have, just like I said, intuition. It's literally, the fact is, they are the keepers of this reality. We are just the premise of the afterthought. How wild is that to think about? Trips me out, it really does. But all in all, the reason why I was so inspired by this again is because I keep looking around me, and the more people I talk to and the more interesting conversations I have about where people are from, every single time I found somebody who literally captivates me and challenges my beliefs and also has so many fascinating things to talk about that we literally vibe with each other on a different level, they're never from this country. Never. Shoutouts to Barefoot Alberto, who unfortunately passed away too soon, who was actually a security guard at Whole Foods. And every time I went there, I made sure I had 15 extra minutes to just talk to him. And he wasn't even from this country. He had the world record for the most barefoot ran marathons. And he was such a gentle soul. Every single person I've ever met that isn't from this culture, this country, this society, they're just different, man. And in a good way. Everybody I meet that's from here is lost because we're living in a concrete jungle. There's no difference from animals in zoos than us. How do you not see that yet? Just because their cages are smaller doesn't mean that you're not in one. You just can't see the bars. Your culture and heritage was stripped from you. That's what this place does. It turns you into a lifeless vessel. Unplug, please. For your family, your friends, your loved ones, your children, for yourself, for God's sakes. We have to do better. That's why I stepped up more. That's why I stopped chasing riches and turned down job opportunities that would have made me more plugged in. I know my talents. I know my value. I know it's yearned for. But I'm not doing it for anybody else other than you. I'm really that selfless. I found out that less self is everything. I live in a country where I would take care of my mother till her dying day when people throw theirs into old homes because they don't have time. Imagine not having time. I don't even know what that means. I'm so confused. Whenever somebody says that to me, I stare at them like I have fluoride. I'm like, hey man, you still gonna come to the gym? What's up, bro? I keep trying to hit you up. Oh bro, it's just my time. I don't have time. I gotta go to work. I gotta do this. I gotta do... I'm like, are you speaking a different language right now? I don't know what you're saying to me. Like, it just doesn't register. What do you mean you don't have time? Crazy. I think you should do yourself a favor and really try to remember, like Mufasa was say to Simba when Rafiki showed him the waters in him. He's like, that's not my father. He lives in you, dog. And he looks at the reflection. He's like, remember. It's true. You got to remember who the F you are. And it's not this image, this false pretense, this avatar you're shoved into right now. You need to remember who you are. And to do that, you need to stop doing the stuff that removes you from self. Take off your shoes, go outside, ground, get some sunlight, go work out for God's sakes. You can't awaken the body if it's asleep. Man. So, it's just something that resonates really deeply with me, is that we have so much still to do. So much time in front of us. Yet we're so limited because we can't get out of our own way. See the culture and heritage you are within. Remember where you come from. Thank your family for giving you the tools to either succeed or to fail. Because both ways are going to define you. Your perspective is your reality. Don't let it hinder you, enable you. I believe in you. So if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Love.